Om Shanti. Om Shanti and welcome. Tonight we have very special session with Santosh Didi. She will do the Muli revision for us. And I'm sure that last night we all have very good experience, right? And then she will take us into the depth of the Muli last night. Santosh Didi, she is the director of regional, cultural and educational non-governmental organization, St. Petersburg Brahmakumari Center. She's the joint regional coordinator of Brahmakumari's service in Russia, CIS and Baltic Group. And she also the director of Divine Light. Divine Light is the art and cultural group. And she is experienced spiritual teacher and leader for more than 40 years. And we are very fortunate to hear from her tonight. She will revise the Muli for half an hour. And after that, we have Brother Balan from Malaysia. He will come on the stage and then do a question answer. Brother Balan, he is in Yan since 1998. And he is living in the center for 25 years. And taking care of service in southern state of Malaysia, and he will come up on the stage. And he said that I can add that he is also a master of three worlds, as he travels three worlds every day. Anyway, he will come up later, but at the moment, so welcome Santosh Didi, and thank you so much.
Om Shanti. We all had the fortune to see Bab Dada and meet Bab Dada. So everyone enjoyed meeting. And for that we are very thankful to whole Madhuban, whole Shantivan, whole Pandavavan, because without collaboration of all these complexes, and without providing facilities, we simply cannot manage to take anything from that big gathering. So therefore, Baba keeps saying, three things are in your fortune. One, of course, is the inheritance of knowledge. Another is Baba himself, ocean of knowledge. And third is this divine family. And our whole study is called as Raj Yoga. So no matter any kind of logy, yes, psychology, zoology, this any kind of logy, any kind of education on one side, big list, and Raj Yoga on another side. And if we have this study in our fortune, certainly, it means we have the possibility, opportunity to get anything in the world and to become perfect, 16 celestial degrees complete. Yes? Because teacher himself, God himself is the teacher. Study is highest, and the method, the way he is teaching is very, very simple. He does not have any conditions. Okay, I will teach those who have IQ of this level. Did anyone ask about your IQ before giving you course? I will not teach you unless you learn Hindi. I will not teach you unless you take passport of India. Wherever you are, in any corner of the world, in any village, any cave you go, but Baba is giving us the best study in the world. And certainly, whenever aim and object is for the life, not just for 1 month, 1 year, like in those study, 5 yearly study, 3 year study. This is lifelong study. So we keep on doing the journey keep on taking steps. So in such study, there is importance of consistency. Consistency. Even if we move slow, like ant, but consistent ant. Even if I am an ant, but consistent ant, then also Baba's guarantee is you can go ahead than the rabbit who is very fast, jumping and jumping, but inconsistently. So with this, there is importance of checking also. Checking, monitoring. Even if we make rice or any porridge, we know it will take 15 minutes. But within the interval of 15 minutes, we certainly make sure that we check. Is everything going on well? Is heat okay? Is cooking being done? Right? Mothers are sitting. Mothers love to cook. Hello? Or you love only to eat? Because now we can't take anything from market outside. We cook with our own hand. We offer to Baba and variety kinds of cooking, whether we bake or boil or we make tolis, but we make sure that we check. So similarly, this porridge is being made. This toli is being made. This bitter soul is being made into a sweet cookie. And what is the name of that sweet cookie? Deity. Devta. From bitter human being, better, not just better, best human being. Deity. So when this cooking is being done, this existence is being baked, so checking is important. So Baba is teaching me Raj Yoga. So Raj Yoga is for becoming self-sovereign and world-sovereign. Simple as that. No other words. Raj Yoga is for becoming self-sovereign and world-sovereign. Do you feel shy saying that, oh well, hello, I am this and this and I am studying for world sovereignty? Do you feel shy? People will think, oh, it's too much arrogance. World sovereignty. But this is truth. This is truth. It's God's mercy or my fortune. I came out to be in this university. I don't know how. God has brought me here. So this is the study for self-sovereignty. Can this be completed in just 1 year? Even if you have to go into administrative services of any country, as in India it is called as IAS, Indian Administrative Service. Sometime Baba mentions about it, the highest examination. So you prepare, some students prepare for 15 years, 20 years. They keep on giving examination. They couldn't clear it. Again, after 5 years they give. Again, after 5 years they give. So this is to become world sovereign. But Baba yesterday, while talking about, I have come to meet my Raj Dulara children, very specially beloved, kingly children. So when we say we revise, means we revisit that experience which invisible, incorporeal Father is giving. So how do Baba, physically none of us look like king, right? None of us. we don't have all those things, dresses, and we are not sitting on thrones, simple chairs. But Baba is really seeing Rajdulara, lovely, kingly child. So I have to see myself from Baba's eye, how I look like from Baba's eyes. I have to see myself. So that king, the soul, is the sovereign of the self. So what are those things which I have to rule as self-sovereign? So that is our basic study, first lesson. My five senses and my three subtle senses. So how many? How many? Five physical senses and three subtle senses. So but these three subtle senses, if are in my control, and I am using Baba's Shrimad. So Baba said, this is one kingdom. So now I have to check. And for that whole life, my whole life, 1 month, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, I am in knowledge, 40 years, 50 years. This is to keep my everyday chart free of two things. Sovereign means master. So no matter what kind of master I am, but at least these two things cannot be there in the kingdom. One is, I am the ruler. I will finally decide wrong or good, wrong or right, but I am ruler. That is, absence of external influence. This minimum authority I have to check as a king. Minimum authority. If I am, this is my kingdom, this is my eyes, mouth, ear, nose, my mind. So no matter what, but I will rule. I will not allow any influence from outside. I will not be subservient to circumstances. So then, one fear goes away from my life. Because Baba reminded me, you are the king. This is your kingdom. I was afraid, oh, let me confirm this. Let me check this with that one. Ask this one, this one, this one. And in that process, we lost the authority of ruling our own destiny. What should I do? Whether I should listen, come to Murli regularly, or should I pay attention to my job better? What should I do? Should I pay attention more on earning money and keep balance of spiritual progress? Or should I totally leave job? All the time looking for replies or answers from outside for my steps in the life. Should I surrender or not? Should I totally do what Baba says, or I have to adjust somewhere? But Baba came to see whom? Rajdulare, self-sovereign soul. No influences and no dependency. Here I am not talking about removing cooperation, collaboration, teamwork, that's a totally different thing. Here, Baba is asking to check. Is that I am still looking for options, vikalp, Vikalp means either or, this, that, duality. And one decision, what Baba says, Shrimat, very clear. So first thing for sovereignty is, I accept this tilak here and in Amritvela. I realize I am a soul, master of this body, and Baba has given this kingdom in my hand every day, and I am responsible. If I will take not very good decision, I am responsible. I will learn through that. I will say sorry for that. I will realize, I will take responsibility to correct that. But I will not use the language, oh, I don't know what to do. Oh, I don't know what to say. Who else will know? Who else? This is my mouth. This is my mouth. If I do something wrong, as it is, it happens generally. There are certain things which we know how to do. There are certain things which we don't know how to do. So I didn't do that correctly. And I am being asked, how did you do that? And I am silent. I don't reply. And after some pause, prolonged pause of 2-3 minutes, when I'm again asked, at least explain why did you do that, I say, I don't know what to say. So it means I'm not sitting on the throne of self-sovereignty. I'm out of the throne. So it does not mean, king means who does not do mistake. Mistake also I do, sitting on throne. Happy? We have freedom. But after mistake, I accept it. I take the, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry, I understood. This was missing. Now I will not repeat that. So this is called kingdom of the soul, not Maya. Whenever I think of many options, whether I should say sorry, or I should keep silent, or I should absolutely run away from this responsibility, this is all Maya, illusion, confusion. I did it, I understand, I'm sorry. Very clear sound. Not, I'm sorry. No, clear sound. So this is king. Because who else did it from this body? Who else did it? I did it. So one religion, one kingdom, I did it. And one religion, which Baba said, purity is your supreme religion, prime religion. So when I revise this for myself, that I have to check that am I following one religion, pure feelings, pure intention. So basically we all have tick mark. I am a pure soul, basically. But when God is underlining this, it means there is something deeper to check. Even if Baba says there are desires behind the good intention of doing service also, that is also subtle impurity. If there is desire, I would like to do that. I want to do that. How I can check, are my intentions pure and detached while doing service? Number one, I will not attach any expectations while thinking of any task. Expectation. What will happen? Whether I will be able to do that or not? Or I will be allowed to do that or not? No. Baba has told, child, serve. So yes, Baba. But then no expectation. If I am told, okay, go ahead, do that. But if I am given something else, some other direction, I become detached instantly. When I try to cling to my desire, so then the infection of my thought, that is impurity. And whenever there is infection, sickness of the soul, there is pain. There is exchange of sorrow. Then we don't like the one who has given us that direction. We are not so much happy about that. I wanted to do that, but I was told do not do this. Yeah? Have the experience? Getting translation? Getting? Yes? No? So checking complete purity as my religion is not just for one vice, but for my every thought. Every thought. If there is fear of losing something which I cherish now in the confluence age, I cherish it because this is helping me to stay as I am now. But I have become dependent. And I come to know I have become dependent when time or circumstances are taking this away from me and I am afraid and I react. There is a soul who serves seniors. And serving senior means what? If you serve senior, either you drive or you accompany or you do something for them, you stay around them, what does it mean? You will anyway, senior in the sense, spiritually senior. Of course, status also senior, but spiritually senior. And you will have better atmosphere around you. You will be able to be in the more positive atmosphere. You will have opportunity to meet variety souls, new souls, because seniors are always meeting and giving. You will have opportunity to know more inner things happening in the yagya. You understand it? So it means you are enjoying that while doing your service. But suddenly, according to drama or according to the need, another soul is told to do that same thing. Because either you are not available, or you were sick, or you were missing at that time. And that makes me aggressive. And I start fighting with the soul who was given this opportunity. Because I'm afraid this one has come to take my place. So is this service? Is this love? Is this one religion? Can we say it's service? So this is religion of Maya, impurity, insecurity, dislike, revenge, hate, and then I keep that soul away from everything. And even if senior is telling me, you don't worry, this soul will do this thing, I don't allow them to assign. I don't allow senior to take this decision. I challenge even the senior. Okay, if you will use this one, so this is. Then I am out. So therefore Baba has to say, it does not happen in the beginning. It happens once you have lived that life of particular service or particular kind of cooperation 10, 20 years. And now you think you are server of this department, server of that place. And now your existence is like this. And suddenly time changes and I am not able to be detached because I got embodiment. I became embodiment of that service. I didn't do it as a pure soul. Pure soul means a soul who has everything. Pure soul is not immersing in the happiness here. I was detached. Not that people are praising, I am getting this facility, that, but now I am not remembering Baba. Now I am not soul conscious at Amrit Vela. Because I am happy in the confluence age. I have received the best. I was cheated. So when Baba said yesterday, check in your kingdom, that peace, happiness, purity is due to one rule and one religion? Or is this the rule of Maya, religion of impurity giving you happiness and prosperity? Remember what I have to check? Because I am going in golden age, so in golden age there is happiness and purity. So I have to be in this life, here and now. But is this peace, happiness and purity coming out of one religion and one Shrimad, or of religion of impurity and opinion of Maya? That simple thing. And this checking is to be done on daily basis. Did anything happen which made me away from Baba and had put me in Maya's camp? Did anything happen today which made me Maya's client? I forgot Baba. Baba will not like it. Baba says, no child, you are not supposed to do this. I forgot this. So therefore, yesterday Baba asked, raise hand, who check every day? Because without checking every day, Maya keeps on getting the voice. Like ballot paper is, ballot box is made, so we put one vote every day. So Maya gets enough of votes and becomes president of my kingdom. Every day. So checking is to be done every day. So when this soul was just 13 years, 13 years is, what do you do when you are in 13 year of age? You simply study. You simply take the support of your parents. Somebody has to come, they can come. So that was the life, but because parents were in knowledge, so parents would bring us in Madhuban and we will meet Bab Dada as a family, and Baba would give blessing, sometime one blessing, sometime another blessing. And that was 13th birthday, and we all four were standing in front of Bab Dada, and he told, "Daughter, you have taken birth in good home. You are self-sovereign soul, 13 year of age, and you don't even know knowledge much at that time. But blessing which Baba gave, Swaman which Baba gave, self, you are self-sovereign soul. Since that moment till today, just one blessing. After that also Baba gave many blessing, but this blessing became the navigator, road map for the whole journey of Brahmin life. Whatever situations came, legal circumstances or social obstacles, every time there was one blessing, you are self-sovereign souls. So therefore, checking helps me to stay on this path of sovereignty, and my peace and happiness is coming from one religion. I am able to make sure, and then I stay pious, I stay innocent. It's not in the beginning of Brahmin life I was so pure, and gradually I lost that purity. I lost that lightness of child. I lost that happiness. I have become very, you know, very, I am now old Brahmin, experienced Brahmin. No, nothing should accumulate. Purity. Where there is purity, there is peace, happiness and lightness. So brother is here, maybe he has some questions from Murli to ask, okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, welcome him.
Okay. Om Shanti, thank you. I feel really privileged to be here. So Didi, I'm assigned to ask some questions.
Yes, sure.
So there's easy, most easy, very easy questions. So which one you want to start? So Didi, actually the question on this, you brought up the issue of if I'm a master almighty, like I'm a kingly, I will not check, right? Keep on checking and getting confirmation from others, right? But I just want to clarify that the point that Baba has to check at every step that we are taking any decisions, right? So I just want to know that in the beginning we were told that any decisions you take, anything you take, you have to check with seniors. And I was thinking, like, what you are saying and what we were taught is like not
contradicting.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely not. Because I had underlined at the end.
Yeah, that's true.
That when is the question of serving together, living together with others, moving like a team, so we work as a team, and there is a main instrument and we check it with this, but it does not mean that I do not keep my intellect clear. I work on myself, I see how this can be done, and I am able to take decision But this decision, then I share. I sit like this, but finalize it. Understand? But if I don't know how to do, please, that is another thing. Then, whole life I keep on staying dependent. So even if I learn to take decision, but still, I am in love with Baba, I am in love with all other instruments, family, so I still keep sharing my decision. So this is how I see, this is what I have decided. If anything, please, do not hesitate to correct me. That's the way we do.
That means the seniors, whoever seniors, they must be feeling free to give us correction.
That's what I offer myself. Please touch, please say me, please correct me. Baba, you can pull my ear. Mm-hmm. So like this.
So yes, align with that. I remember Didi Nirmala used to really pull our ears a lot.
Yeah.
Right from where's your singlet?
You can say it like this. You can say it like this. Oh ho, Didi Nirmala used to really make us perfect. Like this.
Yes, yes. Really, we enjoy it. Of course, now we miss it. But, so the thing is, those days, like I used to have conversation with seniors, those days they used to be very strict and very direct. And these days looks like they lose the privilege or they don't do this kind of direct connection. Is it because the souls who are now having less power, or they don't give the permission to the seniors to correct them?
How many of you want to be corrected? How many of you love correction or any kind? How many of you don't love? How many are detached? Neither that nor that. Okay. So actually this language, when I listen that instrument was strict or direct or that, you see, it's our own personal perception which we create by saying direct. What is direct or indirect? Whatever is to be spoken, they speak. But if I am in the position of, in the awareness of self as soul, I know Baba has given a lot of experience to his instrument, so many years. So it may take me time before I also feel the same. So it is good, at least I know. And even if I am not able to understand today, but I have whole life to understand it. Whole life is there. So patience is the beauty of kings. Raja Yoga is the whole philosophy of patience. Dhairya. Will be. You will understand. Keep coming, keep listening, keep serving. A time will come when the lock on your intellect will open. And you will be able to understand. But don't lose patience. So therefore, that is natural. And now also, instruments are irrespective of whether you are this or that. They have responsibility to sustain the family, to support services, to bring benefit to the world. So therefore, they do their responsibility. Method can be different. Maybe they do it not at the time when you are doing mistake. They will tell you gradually. They will tell it through class or some other way. Nothing has changed. Corrections will be given. But sometime they are given in the way that you didn't even know. So therefore, Baba's task will certainly be taken care. It can't be just kept away, the things, because you are not able to receive the way. Yeah? Therefore. Am I clear?
Yeah. Because I used to complain to that my senior that last time you used to give me direct connections. I mean direct corrections. Now the new ones you are not even bothered to correct. So why is this? So that's the reason why I this question is brought up.
Yeah, sometimes certain souls are like they have innocent heart, but not so experienced, or which is called as clear head in terms of knowledge, but innocent heart, which is like goat. So when there is a goat, you won't just always move around goat with a stick. So, and sometimes souls have very good heart, good head. Wise, they are able to understand and do things quickly, but heart is not so innocent, so you have to keep stick ready. And you think, I was always being met with stick, and this one, but this is goat. This one has no capacity to, so therefore you can't say goat, stand here under the sun for 2 hours because you had entered the wrong place. It's a goat. Goat will come just moving like this and okay, no problem. Go from here. You were not supposed to be there. Goat will say and gone. And you will discuss why I can't come at this time. You told me to come. And so then there is different. With every soul, God has His own approach. Never compare yourself with anyone. Never ever. And be happy with that approach with which God is making me move ahead in this yakya. Comparing your journey with others will make you delay in reaching to your destination of perfection. And never see the senior's response towards you and towards other and compare it. Because I already did it when I dedicated my life in 1983 when I came to Madhuban Shantivan as a mature person already, not as child. 18 years was the physical age. Before that, we met Bab Dada several times. So there was one Kumari who was teacher in our Gita Pathshala. Parents opened Gita Pathshala. She was nurse and she used to come and read Murli, which I never attended because I was busy in my study. But Baba's season came. And it was first time meeting in Om Shanti Bhavan. Before that we were meeting in meditation hall. So we were about 20-25 people from one center. So according to the seniority in years of knowledge, first this sister came, then this sister. So this teacher, Kumari, she was in front of me. I am here. And she's here, Bab Dada here. Oh, Bab Dada's shining face, love. And I'm standing there and looking at Baba and looking at that sister. Baba was seeing her with so much of love. And this physical age of this body was just 18 years. When you want that only you should be loved. If someone else is getting that love, you feel how it's my love. So my love is giving love to this one. So I'm standing there and I'm seeing Baba with how much love Baba is looking. And then Baba asked, because for Kumaris, Baba has clearly explained your life is meant for service. Rest, if karmic accounts, that is different thing. So Baba asked, okay, when you will come to Bab Dada's home? And when Baba said this, I was so happy that Baba is going to say this to me also, and I'm going to sit just now here and not go anywhere. But she said, Baba, I have a situation. Baba, I will have to work because my mother is with me yet, like this. I said, see, is this teacher? Is this Brahma Kumari? God is sitting, God is seeing, and she is explaining to God in this way. It means she has not understood anything. And when she went, my turn, and my collar is now up, because I realized my love is like fire. And now Baba will see me, I will just sit here for whole life. The moment she moved ahead, this was another Baba. Another Baba. And Baba gave Drishti, daughter, what do you do? Because till that time I was not coming to the center regularly or not coming at all because I was in my study. And as a child we had Gita Pathshala. So then I said, Baba, I do study. I study. Baba said, okay, do double study. And gave me laddu. You all know laddu? Bundi laddu. You know that, those pearls. It means you go. I said, how come? To that one, he talked with so much of love and that fondness. And I am shaking my body. I felt I have lost everything in my life. World is finished. Catastrophe. I didn't go. I am standing. Then Baba took another laddu and gave and said, do double service. Do service. First he said, do double study. And then he said, do service. That was it. I realized that I'm rejected by God. He is not at all interested in me. Not interested in talking to me. Why? Because in my consciousness was how he talked to that sister, which is basically a mistake. But Baba turned that mistake into fortune, because I then crushed that laddu out of resentment, crushed, and left the stage weeping, crying, and straight away in my room in training center, Pandav Bhavan, closed the room till next 8 o'clock. Whole pillow was wet, weeping, I am rejected by God. I am not useful for Him. I completed my zoology honors. I had diploma in classical dancing. I had diploma in post-diploma in Russian language. I had this and that. I understood this was all failure. I am zero. If God does not love me, I am zero. And that made me to take a decision. I am going to claim His love. This whole love I have to claim. So what happened? Had Baba given me attention on that day, I would have not done personal effort. Because I received what I wanted. But Baba, ocean of love, wanted to give His love to me, but He restrained it to create my fortune. So Baba was in difficulty. seniors love us, but sometimes they restrain that. So that I can stand firm, I can be powerful, and therefore I never have to compare to that one so much time, to that one that attention. So this is how about correction process also.
So God's ways and means are unique, they say.
Yeah.
So it's connected to that question also, what you mentioned. Baba often gives us elevated aims, like in the Murali, and also like this season also we are becoming a master bestower. But however, yet I find that sometimes we need to go to the back to the basics, basic yeah. efforts. Sometimes over the period of time it becomes slack. So what are the basic practices that you think which actually strengthen our spiritual life?
So in the same yesterday's Murali, when Baba asked, is your happiness consistent? Yeah? Are you feeling complete? Are you feeling happy? Because if you are going to the world of happiness, you should be happy today. And there is one royal habit. If we want to stay happy on daily basis, royal habit. That to recognize trivial. Trivial means trivial. So any nuances, everyday trivial nuances are to be taken care consistently. Then trivial matters won't worry me. That is the basic effort. Royal people don't have mess around them. Subjects are always in mess. Royal people have everything set around them. So little things in our timetable. If I have to get up early in the morning every day, so beforehand, previous night, before this today's Amrit Vela, I have to see my room, how the things are there. Is there anything to be done now so that in the morning I am fresh? So consistency in maintaining regular discipline of Brahmin life, routine. So that my study is not messy. I come in the morning class running, then I forgot pen, then I didn't bring diary, and I came and I'm just 10 minutes I'm clearing my thoughts. Messy presence in the hall. No, I have come calm. Set. My mind is set, my body is in my control, I know where to sit. It's not I am running where to sit, because no, whatever empty place is there, I have come in the class, sit peacefully. So this is foremost protocol for the soul who is self-sovereign. Royal habit. No mess. Neither allow others to mess your life, nor create mess yourself in the life of others. Patience. Stable. Patient. Another thing. We all are experienced, but as we are revising, so this conversation comes out. Priorities are not to be changed every day. Priority of life. Priority of life. Baba is first. Baba's knowledge is first. My spiritual aim and object is first. So all other decisions are to be taken considering that. I keep on extending the list of my friends and contacts. If I keep on extending list of contacts and friends, how much time will be left for Baba at the end of the day? Yeah? So this is basic effort. Baba is first and Baba is second and Baba is last in confluence age. We never forget that 5,000 years I will have opportunity to play the role with the souls. Isn't it? Isn't it? And with God I have opportunity only now. Only now. So I cannot increase the list of my engagements in such a way that Baba is at the background only, sideline Baba. No, Baba is first, and so this is basic attention. So that maybe I do a lot, but I do it with Baba. That in 1 second, Baba, and Baba is here. But if I go too far from Baba, I sit half an hour, Baba, but Baba is not there. I went too far from Baba. So combined and companion. Combined, and this is basic effort. Am I with Baba? Am I eating with Baba? Am I sitting in the bus with Baba? I sat in the car. Baba? Sweet Baba? Baba? I have to feel Baba. And if I stop feeling Baba, stop living with Baba, what I am doing here? Here everything is Baba. My life, Baba. My breath, Baba. So that is to be checked. I am sitting here now. If I am in the consciousness of so many stars sitting in this hall, but I missed looking at the Supreme Star, so Supreme Star will say, okay, she is busy, I will go and come again. No, no, no. I see Baba go. No, Baba, Baba, wait, Baba. Baba, you sit. So I make Baba seated in front of me and keep looking at Baba, and in between at these also. That's just combined. Because Baba belongs to everyone, but Baba does not belong to anyone. Baba belongs to everyone, but Baba. So how much I hold Baba, that much Baba will be mine. Understand? As many buckets you put in the water, that much water you will have for you. So therefore this is basic. Keeping Baba with me, in my heart, in my mind. And consistency in daily routine. If I develop the habit of missing Amrit Vela once, twice, even in Madhuban, how I will have Amrit Vela in my home? If I develop the habit of missing Murli even in Madhuban, how I will then be consistent at my place? So I don't want to have correspondence study with God. I want to be direct student of God. So that is the basic effort. Okay.
I think what I get is a consistent end, and end that doesn't change its priority will definitely win the race.
Yeah.
Yeah. With that, I think we end our session today.
Yeah. Questions finish.
Question not finished, but time finish.
Okay.
So, but they are signaling me already. Okay. Anyway, thanks to Didi, please give one hand.
Okay. No, they can do two hand also.
Two hand also, yeah. Can.
No, two hand means like this. Yeah, two, okay. Hand like this.
Thank you, Didi. Thank,
okay,
you.
Yeah. So before we go into journey of this experiencing love with Baba, just 1 minute you stand and stretch and then sit down. Then whatever she has to say, okay?
we will dance, right? So, okay, thank you so much. Thank you, Balan Bhai. Thank you for the entertaining question, right? And then we have to check that whether we have a good head or innocent heart. And I felt that you are a very good example to change the storm into the gift. And then now I appreciate that I was being stuck. I don't know, stuck before. So then I'm still here, right? Anyway, so thank you so much, Santosh Didi, and thank you, Balan Bhai. And she will, Santosh Didi, she will give us some short commentary, and then we'll have meditation this evening. So maybe two hands again.
Yeah, do like this. Do. And stretch like this. Yeah. That means your whole body now is expressing gratitude. Yeah. This is called khagi. Wah, bah, bah, bah. Yeah?
Wah, bah, bah, wah.
No, not like this. Not like this. Yeah. Yeah. Like this. Okay? Yeah. So, you now see, because sit freely anywhere. I am able to see my fortune, multi-million-fold fortune of being with God, knowing Him and belonging to Him. I, conscient shining star of peace, am resident of the world beyond, in this physical body. I am a guest, temporary resident. This physical creation is a wonderful costume stitched for me by Mother Nature. Mother Nature was generous enough to gift me this costume, which is helping me to move ahead on this earth and express the treasures in me, gifted to me by beloved Baba. This is wonderful life. When I am aware of the time most auspicious in the world, the time when everything moves to higher stage, when everything changes and becomes the best. The time when everything is in real chaos, hiding behind it, the best order coming soon on earth. Just shining star in this body of light, I experience myself in front of my beautiful, lovely, eternal Father, ocean of love, ocean of gentleness. Real king, kingmaker Baba, wisdom of wise, eternal giver, bright sun of power and purity. Baba, your enchanting beauty has conquered my heart. Oh, lovely Baba, thanks to you for coming in my life and picking me up and making me your child and teaching me every day. There is no one like you. You are highest. Your creation is beautiful. You have created a wonderful constellation of shining stars. Very, very pure. The purest souls in the world are around you now. And I'm fortunate to be part of that constellation. How sweet you are, my dearest Baba. Bliss in your presence is uplifting me. This experience is the essence of life on earth. We do this journey so that ultimately meet you. And be with you. And to discover ocean of truth, the real bliss, real bliss in having you, real bliss is in your presence. Having attained you, there is an experience of attaining everything. No desire, because you fulfill all desires just through your smile. O Almighty Father, I, shining star, your child, have recognized how deeply you have benefited me just without my knowing about it. You are my protector and guide at every step. Prajapita Brahma too. My two great fathers, Unlimited Father and Brahma Father, as a child of these two great fathers, I have everything. Wisdom, strength, and prosperity. That is the real experience of fulfillment. Meethe Baba, thanks for everything. For this life. For your knowledge. And trust which you have in me.
Субтитры создавал DimaTorzok.
my dear Papa, I will always keep myself close to you so that I am always available, so that you never miss me and I never miss you, so that you can touch me, so that you can teach me, because this happens only once, and this happens only now that you have revealed yourself in front of me. I won't let my third eye be blurred or closed. I won't allow you to disappear now once I have found you. Your mercy is endless. You are guiding me at every step, forgiving everything, because you know I was your perfect child, and you will make me again that. I have understood that any nuances, any trivial things cannot create a barrier between you and me. This relationship is from the world beyond. So anything happening in this world can't influence this relationship. This is eternal bond of love. And this is the time when with you I am bound to again make this world heaven again. Yes, Baba. Your every direction is clear. Because all your directions are for me to make myself pure. Because everything else around will change automatically. magically. So simple path. So profound achievement. Just by making myself positive, I can influence everything else. So this understanding has silenced my mind and finished my questions, completed my complaints for everything. I am still, I am calm, I am powerful. Because in self-transformation lies world transformation, and that is the most powerful truth of world drama.
रचना है सब तुम्हारी।